Hello and welcome to another Edge God In podcast. I'm Dr. Estella Javoux and I'm happy to share another Edge God In podcast with you. Our goal at Edge God In is to help you champion your human potential in Christ. We do this through our weekly podcasts and we share messages that God has given to us to share with you. For more information on Edge God In, be sure to go to our website at edgegodin.com. Or join us at Edge on our Edge Got In Facebook page. This week's podcast is titled, Hurt is Healed by God. All of us at some point in our lives have been hurt. No matter what the source is, though, the emotion hurt causes can sometimes linger forever. In this podcast, I will discuss how God can heal the heart, the hurt, and the brokenhearted. Let us pray. My dear loving God, I pray that you will comfort us and those that are suffering. We might seem to put it off as being small, and to some, our hurt may be monumental, but only you have the power to heal the deepest of pain. I ask that the words of my mouth touch those that are listening and they are led to the healing of any hurt that is upon them in your name. I believe and I'm confident in your power and grace. And although we may be afraid at times, I believe and know that you have us. We put our trust in you and thank you in advance for the healing of broken hearts. Amen. So throughout the Bible, Jesus exercised the ministry of healing. We've read it in the Gospels, and they're full of numerous examples of his healing and Christ coming to us when we need him. We know we will suffer in this life, but it hurts deeply when we fall prey to it. The hurt is so profound and so profoundly painful that it causes us to lose life, faith, and sometimes ourselves. During this time of suffering, it's hard to remember that God has a plan for each of us. But we must not forget that although we don't understand his plans at times like these, when we're going through hurt, if we stay in prayer with him, he would turn this hurt to hope and lead us to this magical purpose he has for us. Jeremiah 29:11 tells us, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." This scripture is what I call the bounce back scripture, one that gives us the ability to move on and not look back on the things that hurt us. We were able to bounce back and move through the grace of God, helping us focus on the future he has for us. But what happens when you can't bounce back and it seems like the world is tumbling down on you? Philippians 4:6-7 tells us to be anxious about nothing and in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. Followed by that, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. This scripture brings chills to me because it's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and it's so, so powerful. Imagine the peace of God that transcends all understanding. This means that it goes beyond the range of limits. It's gigantic. Also imagine that the peace is given to you in this gigantic, beyond limits proportion when you're hurt. One of the most significant hurts that I experienced in my life was when I lost both of my parents. It hurt so much that I was sick. It was only through prayer, petition, and presenting my request to God to get over it that I was able to not get over it, but live on. And he can do the same for you in any situation you're in. So how can we work on being anxious for nothing when we're hurting so much? We can do this like Philippians tells us. We can pray on the issue at hand. We can pull together a petition to God with our healing need, and we can present it to Him with prayer, thanksgiving, and He'll listen to this. Because after this, the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide our hearts and minds. And that anxious spirit will leave us and will be replaced by the peace of God overtaking us beyond comprehension. I still marvel at the peace given to me concerning the loss of my parents. It is beyond comprehension. God also cares about us and tells us what He will do in, with our broken heart. Psalm 147:3 says, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. Matthew 11:28 says, Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. And John 14:27 tells us that peace I leave you, my peace I give you. I do not give it to you as the world gives it. Don't let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. So you see, no matter what the source of our heartbreak is, God can repair our wounds. But how do I move on, you might ask yourself, which is hard for us. Isaiah 43:18 says, Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. God does not keep count of our mistakes. Remember that. We don't have to either. This is true about hurt. Don't fall backwards, spring forward. Talk to God, obey Him, study His word, listen to Him, and show gratitude for the gift of a peaceful heart. I'll leave you with Revelations 21:4. He will wipe away every tear from our eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. I leave you with this. You may feel alone during your time of heartbreak, but God's loving hand is always near. Rely on Him, and your path of healing will come. Amen.